when two people meet each other and they decide they want to get to know each other better, these are two young people, or two older people, a boy and a girl, we say that when they do come together, they go to a movie or something, they are on a
honeymoon, something like that.
Well, this is before they're married, when they just first meet each other, and they decide to want to get to know each other, they are going out on a, like your granddaughter, if she meets a boy at school and he comes here, and they go to a movie, you say that your granddaughter is on a...
I can't see it.
What is a date?
That is like somebody saying, I made a date with you to carry you somewhere.
Okay. What is a noisy serenade after a wedding?
How is that now?
What do you call a noisy serenade after a wedding?
I don't know. I have to call Miss Mary again. What is Miss Mary?
I don't know.
Well, Miss Mary, if you do know.
I don't know.
What do you call it when a group of people get together? You say the whole
community. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about a whole crowd, you talk about the people together. You would say, what the people? When you're speaking of everyone, you'd say,
a large crowd of people.
Okay, and you want to include everyone. Let's invite, if you're
invite
talking...
Invite the whole community in.
Okay, and so when you say that, you're going to invite the whole community, you're inviting...
your friends and all the men.
Okay. When two people there go to a party, and there's music, and they come... this is a man and woman again. And they come together and they start doing something to the music. We say they are?
Dancing.
Okay. When a person is writing something, a letter, he generally or quite often will write it at a certain piece. He will go to a certain piece of furniture in his house to write this. What is this piece of furniture called? He's sitting working on his bills or et cetera. We say he has gone to
his desk.
Okay, and if you're talking about more than one desk, you say he's got more than one, he's got two, not one desk, but he's got two
desks.
Okay. When you go to school to get an... why do you go to school?
Why I go to school?
Yeah, what do you get from school? You get an...
lesson.
Okay, but you're speaking of all the lessons together. You go to school because you hope to get an
education, something like that.
Okay. A person who goes beyond high school, goes to elementary school and high school, and goes on to another school that's even higher, we say that person has gone to
college.
All right. When you go to a place where you can check out a book, it's usually found in a town, and you sign out this book so that you can read it, and then you return it, say, in a week or 2 weeks. What do we call this place where books are located that you can check out?
I don't know. I never get past school.
Well, this isn't a school. This is a public place that's in the town, and say you want to read a certain book, you might go to this place and check it out, and they'll let you have it for a week or 2 weeks. You use a card.
Why you go to...
Where might you go to find a book?
You go to some desk or other and get you a book.
Okay, well, what is that place where you're getting the book? What do you call that place?
I don't know now.
What is a library?
It's a thing. You sit in the church or place of business where you write, put your book back in there, you know, keep them in.
When, you go to mail a letter, where do you go to mail it?
Go to the post office.